And then they just take the legs and...
Hind legs and cook them. They say they're delicious meat, but I wouldn't eat one of them.
What, they just throw away the rest of
the frog, yes. We have a lot around the edges of the lakes, all up through here. They go gigging, the little frogs.
What's the sound that a frog makes at night, if you hear him?
Something like that.
Do you hear them much at night?
No, we don't seem to have many frogs around here.
What do you hear most at night?
Tree crickets.
Well, what are the little frogs, especially the little ones that you hear in the spring, what are they called?
Well, that's
different from the big bullfrogs.
Well, those we call the little spring frogs. They're real small.
The size is the main thing that's different in them.
Mm-hmm.
What's the brown kind of frog, maybe, that lives in the garden, supposed to give you warts? What do you call him? What's the name that they usually call him? They hop around on the land?
No, that's the little old toad frog.
Is there any truth in the story about them giving warts?
No, I think that's just an old-time tale.
Right. What are things that you dig to go fishing with?
Worms.
Any particular kind?
Earthworms.
Are there any other worms that you are
familiar
with? Yeah,
there's a catawba worm that grows on the catawba. They get them off of the catawba trees that are good for fishing.
Any other worms that you know about?
No.
Right, there's a hard shell thing that pulls its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it. What do you call that?
Snails.
Well, if it's bigger, a bigger animal that has a hard shell on it, it pulls its neck and its arms.
Oh, turtles?
If you just had one, you'd say I have a...
Turtle.
And there's something like a turtle. Only it lives on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be alert in this state of Georgia not to run over them in the roads. What do you call those?
Terrapins.
And then in the fish line down at the creek, if you've ever walked down to the creek, there's a kind of thing you find in these freshwater streams. It's got claws, and when you turn over a rock, it often swims away backwards.
It's a crawfish.
And there's a fish in the ocean that looks similar to a crawfish, but it isn't. You buy them and you have to devein them and shell them and boil them. What do you call that?
Shrimp.
If you had a lot, you might say, I have several.
Shrimp.
All right. There's an insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it. And when you grab it, powder comes off on your hands. What do you call that?
I call that a moth.
All right. What flies around the house and lays its eggs in your old clothes?
That's moths, too.
If there were several, you might say, I see several.
Moths.
All right. What flies around with a light in its tail by night?
The firefly or lightning bug.
And then there's another insect. It's a long, thin body. It has a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings, and it hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes. What do you call that insect?
There's one they call the dragonfly.
Are there many of those around here?
No, I don't see them often.
Let's think about some of the insects that sting. What are some of the insects that you know about that sting?
A wasp and mosquitoes, bees, hornets.